Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, July 22nd. I'm Ray Graff. Well, it's summertime. It sure feels that way. The heat dome is over much of the U.S. as we speak, so a good time to talk about summer fare, lighter cooking, grilling, all that good stuff with Chef Mike Nicoli. He's the chef owner of restaurant Navona in Albany, New York. What are your favorite things to cook? What are his favorite things to cook? It's summertime. We'll talk summer cooking with Chef Nicoli. If you have a question or your favorite recipe, give us a call. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. The chef special coming up after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's a Food Friday, and we have one of the region's best chefs in the studio today to answer your questions. Why are you laughing? It's true. It's right? It's true. Chef Mike Nicoli comes to us from Restaurant Navona in Albany. He is a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. He is, or has been, a culinary instructor at Schenectady County Community College. He might be on sabbatical right now. An active member of the American Culinary Federation and Chaîne des Rôtisseurs, Mike has worked all aspects of the kitchen, starting out as a line prep cook, working his way up to executive chef. Now, it's summertime. I thought we might discuss some summer recipes today and lighter cooking and maybe some grilling. And I know Mike does that at the restaurant, and we'll talk all about that. So let's get to know Chef Nicoli, who has been here before, but usually with a large group. Give us a call now. The number to call is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also email us, voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org, or tweet us at @WAMCVoxPop. Now, full disclosure, my producer, Jessica Marshall, not here. So I'll be answering the emails or checking the emails and the tweets myself. So if they fall through the cracks, it's because A, I'm incompetent, and B, I'm doing a show. So I'll do the best I can. But the number, you'll get through on the phone, 800-348-2551. Hey, Mike, welcome back.
It's great to be here, right?
So usually you're here with, three or four other people.
Yeah.
The four musketeers, I call them.
Three chefs and a baker, absolutely, yeah. Missing Linda right now. She's enjoying a little time off.
Good for her.
Big for you. And Delmar, she's enjoying this nice weather for the week or so. And then the other two gluttons are they're Ryan and Mark up in Saratoga right now getting their butts kicked.
And so they're saying, why do we do this?
That's
now,
right.
This is the peak time, but it's...
today's the day.
Cha-ching,
yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they're loving every minute of it.
So your restaurant, if I recall the last time you were on, you opened your restaurant, Restaurant Navona, on New Year's Day. So it's still a baby.
New Year's Eve, absolutely.
It was New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, yes. We're still a baby.
How's absolutely. That working out for you?
So far, it's been wonderful. Yeah, we're in a great neighborhood on New Scotland Avenue in Albany. We've been very fortunate. People are really digging what we're doing. And
you do wood-fired stuff?
We do. We have a wood-fired concept. We have a wood-fired oven that we imported from Italy and we installed in the restaurant. We try to speckle... everything through the menu touches the wood at some point.
Okay, so it's a hot fire. A wood fire is very hot, right?
Yeah, we burn, the floor of my oven, I like to burn around 700, 7 1/4, and then the dome is about 1300, so it's pretty hot in there.
Okay, so it's summertime. do people just quit regularly in your kitchen?
Well, it's just me in front of the oven.
Oh, it's just you?
Yeah, I got a little kid who helps me out, Sebastian, little dork. But other than that, it's just me. So I take the brunt of that. I don't make anybody else sit there. It's not terribly bad.
Do you wear asbestos clothing?
No, your skin becomes asbestos after a little while.
And it's funny, the oven mitts, the standard oven mitts. I have this problem when I'm grilling now. We have charcoal grill. And so I open the bottom hatch to flatten out the charcoal when it gets hot.
Okay.
And I use an oven mitt. Three times now, thing catches on fire.
Yeah.
And what good's an oven mitt if it catches on fire?
I don't know. That's pretty funny. I'd like to see an oven mitt. No, stainless steel seems to be the best bet. Use a spatula or a pair of tongs or not an oven mitt.
Not a stainless steel oven mitt.
Not
clearly.
Not an oven mitt at all.
I haven't even seen that on late night TV.
could be onto something.
Our guest is Chef Mike Nicoli of Restaurant Navona in Albany. And we talk summer fare today. What changes are you making in the...
We just introduced a couple of new changes. We like to, you know, we're a small kitchen, so we like to change, you know, relatively frequently. But this time of year is just wonderful with lots of produce, lots of stuff going on. And, we, you know, it's also grilling season, so we kind of use our oven as dual purpose. We have this nice bed of hot embers inside that oven, and we pull them to the front, and we put a steel grate over them, and we actually grill right over those hot embers. So
tricky over a hot hot fire.
It takes a little finesse, yeah. But, you know, just like grilling, and, you know, what you said there is when you like to even out your coals when you charcoal, I feel like that's kind of a common mistake people make, is they make one even bed of coals on the bottom, and then you just kind of have one temperature that you're working with.
It's much easier. You go ahead with what you say, but I'll tell you what the average layman who has to cook for seven, and I'll tell you why that I have to do that.
All right, okay. I recommend, but I might change my mind after you talk, is to push those coals over to one side. Give yourself nice intense heat on one side, but then if something's, you know, getting, because not everything cooks at the same rate, and you can kind of create zones, if you will, and kind of move that food around.
I like that
idea. Necessary, you know?
I usually use, and I'm sure you don't have this, but I have a second shelf to do that. So I will
sear. That would be nice.
I will sear low and then put on top and wood smoke most stuff.
No, that's a great technique. That's nice.
All right, let's go to the phones. Believe it or not, people are calling.
Wow. So 800-348-2551
is the phone number. Let's start out with Chuck in Hudson. Chuck, you're on. Chuck, you got to turn that the radio down there, dude, okay? Oh, Chuck, you violated rule number one. Oh, sorry. Let's go to Mike on I-87. Mike.
Hey, how's it going? I just had a question. What's the best way to cook a steak?
Ah. You take this one.
Well, it's definitely debated. I mean, there's a couple of ways, but really, you know, a nice steak, you should it should have some nice high heat, get nice caramelization on the outside. If you're doing it indoors, a nice cast iron pan, you know, gets a nice good amount of sea salt down on the pan. Get a good sear on the outside of that steak. And if you want to baste a nice olive oil over the steak as it cooks, nice hot olive oil, throw a sprig of thyme or a little garlic clove in there and baste that over the steak as it cooks, kind of even out the temperature on the top and the bottom of the
steak. So the olive oil will help that?
Yeah, so you have that nice hot olive oil in the pan with you, and you baste it over the top, and now you've got nice, you know, even out the heat from the bottom of the pan to the top of the pan. On the grill, kind of what we just talked about as well, if you're outside and you're grilling, you want to get nice hot heat on the outside, get nice caramelization of those proteins on the outside, and then kind of slow it down a little bit, maybe move it off to the side, let it relax a little bit. So those are my recommendations.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, I enjoy a nice sous vide. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Drive safely.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Okay, so before we get to the next call, I must know this. You know, I watch a lot of like the old people channels, like MeTV and stuff. And late at night, they'll have, you know, the copper pan. Look at this thing. It's a beautiful copper pan. And they cook steaks. And I have never cooked a steak other than on the grill. How do you, what are the differences that you do when you're making it on the stove?
The same principles apply, like we just talked about, right? You want that nice hot heat. Cast iron pan is really where it's at when you're doing a steak on the indoors. You want to get that high heat going. Broiler works well in your oven as well.
Now, I'm afraid of the broiler. Now, I've had broiled steaks, but I mean, they come out like destroyed.
All right. Well, it's, you know, a lot of people, I think, get nervous to put the food, the food isn't close enough. That's the problem they had. They keep the rack in the middle of their oven, or maybe, you know, second one down. You want that right there. You want high heat, you know, so you want it close to the outside, and you keep an eye on it. You know, keep rotating it. If it gets, you know, flip it over if it gets a little over caramelized, you know. But don't
how long will that take if you broil it?
It depends on the piece of meat.
Well, let's just say you got a nice.
Honestly, I like cuts like, I don't know, you're going to say, what are you going to say, New York strip steak?
Well, I love a New York strip steak.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I mean, a nice, three-quarter inch or inch cut steak. I mean, it's going to take a good while. You're going to want decent heat on either side, get that nice char going, and then maybe you can lower the rack down. I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes, you know?
I think the trick is, I mean, it's fairly easy to do a rare steak. You pretty much put it on the low heat and flip it, and it's done. But
High heat.
We don't know what I mean, low over the heat, very close to the fire.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
So, but doing a medium, That takes some real, there's some zen to doing a medium steak.
There is. There absolutely is. I mean, it's all about touch and feel. Obviously, you can use a thermometer if you want to.
Oh, you know, no, no. Yeah, do you ever use that?
Good answer. We do not. We do not.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. Chef Mike Nicoli is our guest. Pete in Tolland, Mass. Pete, you're on.
Hi. I just wanted to give a tip about grilling corn on the cob.
Really?
Yeah, I see so many people doing it in a complicated fashion, and it's so easy. All you do is chop off the silk off the end with a big kitchen knife, and any straggling bits of husk that you think might burn up on the grill, you just clip those off, but you leave the husk intact. You don't soak it or anything. You just throw it right on the grill, 15 minutes on a side, 400 to 450 approximately, and boy, there's nothing better.
What do you think, Mike? Have you done that?
We use a similar technique. That is a very good technique. That'll work just fine. There's plenty of moisture inside that coin to help corn help steam it. We actually peel the husks back. We leave the bottom on. We don't cut it. We actually peel the husks back, and we season it, the actual corn, and then we pull the husks back up, tie it back up again, and then we do that same process.
So it cooks in right inside.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of extra flavor in there. So very similar.
Well, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks, Pete. We appreciate you checking in here.
Hey, thank you.
So, do you ever throw a potato right on the coals or on the wood chips?
I throw everything on the coals. There's nothing I don't do. I think one of the best flavors in the world is a vegetable or a potato, anything like that, that you throw right on there, get a real heavy char on the outside, knock that char off, and that sweet, tender inside, you get a nice smokiness going on. I think it's great. We do it with corn. I've done it with potatoes. We do it with eggplants, one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm all for that. Do you have an eggplant pie, pizza pie over there?
We just switched one off, but it was one of our more popular ones in the fall. We make a nice roasted eggplant butter, we call it. So we take those whole eggplants.
Oh, yeah.
We stud them with pieces of garlic and olive oil and whole with skin on, and we bury them right in the embers in the fire. And we get that nice char on the outside, blend it up, add a little olive oil.
Where is it? Where's the food, man? Where's the food? 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 800-348-2551. He didn't bring food, but so far he's bringing his A game. He's Chef Mike Nicoli from Restaurant Navona. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, located in the Old Town Hall, Sunderland, Massachusetts. Open Tuesday through Sunday at 5, featuring outdoor dining on the patio and front porch throughout the summer. BlueHeronDining.com. Preservation League of New York State, offering EPIP, a revolving loan program to acquire, stabilize, and restore historic buildings in New York. PreserveNYS.org. The Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings. HenyonBakery.com. Kent Hicks Construction, specializing in deep energy retrofits, passive house, zero energy homes, and historic restorations, serving Western Massachusetts for over 25 years. KentHicksConstruction.com. Big Y, for over 80 years, family-owned and operated market, with four locations in the Berkshires, with locally grown produce, fresh meat and seafood, BigY.com. And Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer, offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings, Saturday afternoons, SpiritHAUS.com.
Vox Pop on WAMC Food Friday. Ray Graff here, and our guest today is Chef Mike Nicoli of Restaurant Navona in Albany, New York, right on New Scotland Ave. The number here is 800-348-2551. Having fun so far?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, good. We're getting by.
Could be worse, right?
Yeah.
You guys have a website, right?
We do, restaurantnavona.com.
And you're on
Facebook and Instagram.
Instagram. Okay, what is it about pictures of food? They're so popular. They're so fun to look at.
Yeah.
I don't follow you on Instagram yet, but I will. I didn't know you were on.
That's all right. Pick us up. Yeah. They got tons of color. People love it. I mean, yeah.
Pictures of food.
Oh, pictures and videos. Pictures and videos are big.
All right, let's go back to the phones. And I hear a rumor that Chuck, our first caller, might be back on the line. Chuck in Hudson, you're on.
How you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me good?
Yep, you're on.
Because I have a bad phone. I was wondering if I'm going to be cooking zucchini lasagna outside with hamburger, cheese, and whatever.
Okay.
And how do I don't want to use salt to drain them zucchini. What should I do?
Hey, Chuck, do you mind listening on the radio? Because your phone is, there's a terrible hum.
Because I'm going to be cooking it outside, and I was wondering how I can fry it up without cooking, draining that salt.
All right, we'll turn you down, and then if you want to do a follow-up, we'll bring you back up.
I'll listen to you on the radio.
All right, fair enough. All right, go ahead, Mike.
Well, yeah, you could always, partially dehydrate it a little bit. If you wanted to slice it ahead of time, you could, in your indoor oven, you could, dry it out a little bit at a low temperature. You could always pre-cook. I wasn't sure if you were trying to avoid that or not, but if you pre-cook, you get some of that moisture out is good. We have a zucchini pizza that we do, and we take the zucchini beforehand and put it in the wood-fired oven with a little bit of pecorino cheese and olive oil and black pepper.
Yeah. But where is it? Why are you not bringing this stuff?
I brought you some desserts.
All right, man. We'll get to that later.
You could let it kind of dry out a little bit inside the oven if you didn't want to use salt to extract the moisture. You could always cook it a little bit ahead of time. It certainly helps.
All right. I think that'll get Charles in the right direction. 800-348-2551. Chef Mike Nicoli of Restaurant Navona in Albany is our guest today on a Food Friday. And Hannah in Newburgh. Hannah, you're on.
Hi. You started to actually answer my question a little bit, but I was curious. I know how to make a lot of really nice vegetable sides on the grill, but I'm kind of at a loss for what to make for a vegetarian friend that's coming this weekend as like an entree on the grill.
We have an item on our menu right now. It's very popular. We actually cut a cauliflower steak. So we take the whole head of cauliflower and we cut it lengthwise. So we have a nice, you cut it about 3/4 inch thick. Give it a little olive oil. We use a little roasted garlic, garlic-infused oil, salt and pepper. And you can use that. You can cook that and treat that just like a steak.
Isn't it too dry?
No. It has a great moisture content. And you get nice caramelization on the outside, so you get a nice depth of flavor. And then to add to that, if you wanted to, go ahead and roast some peppers on the grill. Get nice char on the outside of some peppers. Make a little salad. So arugula goes very well with that. Nice pepperiness. Kind of make that up as a little topping for that. We use a little ricotta spread as well on the bottom for sauce and some pine nuts. That's our dish.
That sounds good.
But it has a nice, meaty, hearty quality to it that's more than sufficient for an entree. So give that a try.
Thank you so much. Very helpful.
My pleasure.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Over to Lisa in Clifton Park. Lisa, you're on.
Hi there. I have a really beginner question. When you were talking about roasting the eggplant before for the eggplant butter, putting it in the coals, are you wrapping that in anything, or is it just the naked vegetable into the coals?
We do ours naked, if you will. Yeah, because we're going to get rid of that charred outside. So we want the skin is kind of the covering. So the skin is all the insulation we need. It takes on all the charring, but you get the steam on the inside, so it softens that eggplant up nice. And then you just go ahead and remove that, and you still get that nice, smoky, rich flavor.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Lisa. That really blew my mind. I was at a barbecue, 25 years ago. The hosts were stone cold nuts, but they were taking they had an outside fire pit,
mm-hmm.
and they were just taking potatoes and throwing them in. And I said, "You got to wrap those things?" And they said, "No, you do not."
No.
And they were delicious.
Oh yeah, so good.
800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. Let's go to Nick in Albany. Nick.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Also, a fellow chef, I just wanted to comment on something that Mike had said earlier and another comment on the caller that just called in about the grilled, I believe you said cauliflower. Romanesco also works very well for that same type of dish.
Yep, absolutely.
Also, you were saying something about a good way to pan sear a steak indoors on cast iron skillet, which I totally agree with. But you were also saying that you finish the steak with olive oil. And I found that olive oil, you know, has a lower burning temperature. So maybe you want to reduce the heat before doing that thyme or rosemary process with the olive oil on top of the steak. Your thoughts?
There's definitely some truth there. I mean, olive oil kind of gets a bad rap with its smoking point. It's higher than most people think. You know, you got to get up to like 400-500 degrees, I think, about there for smoke point. But I definitely agree. You don't want to – it's very easy to burn, and that's a nasty flavor. So definitely something to keep an eye on.
Good point. Nick, thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Have a good one. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 800-348-2551. Chef Mike Nicoli is our guest from Restaurant Navona in Albany. It's still a baby restaurant. It only opened on New Year's Eve. And the first birthday coming up, big party coming up, New Year's Eve?
We hope so, absolutely. We hope to have the same as our soft, quote-unquote, opening that we had last year. We did upwards of 200 people.
Oh,
so
that's pretty great.
We'd love to see it again. We'll have some special stuff.
Let's go over to Sebastian in Saratoga Springs. Sebastian.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
I've been to the restaurant a few times. Pizza's awesome. It's great.
Pizza's awesome? Good.
I was just curious as to what kind of wood you guys use. Does it give it any different flavor?
Yeah, what kind of wood do you use? Plywood, right?
That's an interesting. Yeah, mostly composite.
Mostly plywood,
yeah,
sure.
Plywood, yeah.
Trex decking and whatnot.
We use a combination of woods. We use harder woods like oak and rock maple to get a nice base for the embers, and then we use cherry wood. Cherry's good. Gives a nice flame because we like a nice curl over the top of our oven for even heat and top and bottom. So those are the three bases of.
And no apple wood.
No, if it comes around, you know, fruit woods are nice. They impart a nice little bit of sweetness and flavor to it, but I'm looking for that flame on the curl and cherry.
And so cherry's good for that. I use cherry a lot at home.
Yeah, cherry has a nice, you know, it still has a nice hardness to it, but it's dry enough that it creates a nice flame.
Sebastian, thanks for the call. You know, that's interesting. I never thought of, now I've used hickory and various different woods when I basically, you know, I wet the wood chips and then put them on just to get a little smoke.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Sometimes they'll catch fire and burn.
Yeah.
So I never realized that there's really a different quality of burn.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to density, obviously, and moisture content. So, you know, oak is a very dense wood, has a decent moisture content, too. So it burns slow, so it keeps the embers for a long time so they don't just burn to ash quickly.
Right,
but
I guess from an overhead standpoint, you want that.
Well, sure, yeah, it helps. Sebastian, thanks. She was sweet to call in.
Let's go 800-348-2551. Let's go to Sherry in Northampton. Sherry, you're on.
Hi. I just wanted to suggest to the person who was asking about vegetarian options that you grill tofu is delicious. You first have to use a tofu press and get out all the water and then marinate it in your favorite marinade, whether it's peanut or Szechuan or, you know, some kind of spicy marinade for a couple of hours and cut it in chunks and just put it on a pan that goes on the grill, and it will crisp right out on the outside, and it's delicious, and it's the way to get protein for your vegetarian guests, and it's been a big favorite.
So how would you season tofu that you cook on the grill, Sherry?
I use different marinades. I'm lazy, so sometimes I'll just get a store-bought Szechuan one, or I'll take peanut butter and mix it with pepper and hot water and a little honey, and I'll marinate it in that. I use different things. Just, you know, whatever your favorite marinade is.
Do you find that a firm tofu works better, or does any style of tofu
work? I
think we lost you. Are you still there, Sherry?
The important thing is to get all the water out. So you really have to use a tofu press and get all that water out so it will absorb the marinade and have a little bit of taste. And, you know, it tastes really well grilled.
There you go.
Very nice.
Well, thanks for the call.
All righty. Thank you.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good weekend. Now, I had no idea, not really a tofu aficionado.
You're not?
I know. It's hard to believe.
I got you all wrong,
I've had it a few times, but I had no idea there were different
Oh, yeah, firmnesses. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a variety. You can get them smoked. You can get them less firm. You know, my wife's a vegetarian, and I am not. But
how's that working out for you?
So far, so good. Yeah. 12 years together. We're doing
all right.
But vegetarians get a lot of soy in their diet. It's the go-to.
Sure.
And, you know, everything in moderation. There's nothing wrong with soy, but, you know, you don't want, you know, everything in moderation, you know. So,
what are some of the other vegetarian options grilling? You mentioned the cauliflower steaks, which, by the way, I can barely picture that in my mind.
I guarantee you would enjoy it.
Really?
Absolutely.
Maybe some nice sautéed onions on the top.
And the reason I say it is because I'm not a tofu kind of guy myself, right. But to cook and eat together, you know, I would try to find ways that we could, you know, find common ground, you know, and vegetables are that. And so, you know, I don't really use a lot of tofu at the restaurant, but we are vegetable heavy, you know.
Yeah.
We have a lot of dishes that are vegetarian friendly, and they can be very simple, you know, but you want to make sure that you get all the elements. You want to make sure that they've got protein, flavor, obviously, protein. You want to hit on a little bit of everything.
Tofu is an interesting thing. It seems like it is a blank canvas. Am I wrong?
Oh, it's definitely blank. it definitely needs love. But it can be good. I mean, you know, there's fermented forms of soy products that are good.
Oh, so you can
tempeh
get drunk on it?
Of course you went there, right?
Yeah.
But it's very, you know, fermented foods are outstanding for you. And you know, you go from the very simple, you know, soft tofu to, you know, more, you know. You get firm, smoked. You can have tempeh, which is a fermented, you know, you just get a little more out of it.
Our guest today is Chef Mike Nicoli of Restaurant Navona in Albany. And as I said, you guys started out on New Year's Eve, so it's about 7 months, a little over 7 months.
Yeah.
And what's changed? What have you learned since running your own shop?
Well, you know, my wife and I have managed and run places for quite a while. You know, how much is involved in it, but you don't know it until you're actually doing it. You know, so I'm up early and to bed late. You know, same as always. But it really the same thing applies. You know, it's gonna be hard like anything else. I mean, there's gonna be lots of road bumps, but there's a lot of satisfaction and talking to people that enjoy what you're doing, and you see the same faces a lot. You start to build relationships. It's very rewarding. It's hard work, but it's very rewarding.
The workload has to be 80 hours or more a week, right?
Yeah, no, it's all the time. Yeah, so you're always going.
Isn't the burnout factor enormous in your line of work?
It is. It absolutely is. You know, my wife and I complement each other well. She goes a million miles an hour, and I'm a little more laid back.
Well, she's the vegetarian.
So
she's in better health,
figure.
Right?
I don't know.
I'm sure she is.
I think you need meat in your diet.
Less clogged arteries and whatnot. Sure, she's fine.
I don't believe it, Ray.
No?
No.
Well, I'm all about the
moderation,
steaks.
Moderation, right? Yeah, you just don't need a pound stub. You know, you just don't need a 2 pound.
Says who?
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Our number to call is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Chef Mike Nicoli is our guest here on a Food Friday. Or you can email us, voxpop@wamc.org. We did get one Vox Pop from Bonnie, a regular correspondent. And I believe Bonnie sent us a recipe.
All right.
And it's just, Bonnie, I got to be honest with you. It's just too enormous of a recipe for me to.
What's the headline? What's it called?
The recipe is cold noodle peanut garlic sauce with chicken.
All right. That reminds me of Quintessence. You remember Quintessence?
Oh, I do remember Quintessence.
Remember the teriyaki chicken with the sesame noodle side? It's like their signature dish?
Only vaguely. I only went there very late at night. So
okay. All right.
You
okay.
Know, you had the vague memories of gin and tonic or two, and you remember that. Our number here is 800-348-2551. What's the most popular dish in the first 7 months that you guys have been in operation over there?
You know, we have a wide variety of stuff on our menu. We're small. We change it over. But honestly, the pizza, the you know, it's funny. I think it's kind of, at first, it was kind of the litmus test for us. They'd order our pizza, our Navona pizza, which is a plan the margarita pizza. Very simple. We house pull our own mozzarella and fresh.
What do you mean house pull your own mozzarella? What does that mean?
So we don't make the curd, but so I purchase the curd and then we pull mozzarella on a daily basis. So we warm that curd in water, add salt, and we actually go through the process of pulling it and forming it on a daily
Amazing.
Basis.
Amazing.
Makes a big difference.
How do you find delicious. Time in the day to do that?
Oh, come on, there's plenty of time.
I don't know, man. So that's a popular. The pizza's great.
The wood-fired pizzas. You know, we use a 72-hour dough. So I make my dough, and we let it bulk ferment for a day, and then we form it, and we let it ferment for another day.
So is that a sourdough?
It becomes a little more sour as it ferments. You get a little bit more of that nice alcoholy fermenty flavor to it for sure. It also softens the dough up, makes it a lot more digestible. It's nice in that regard. It's healthier, if you will. We use a King Arthur's Sir Galahad flour.
That's interesting. The flour thing always comes up when we do a pizza show.
Sure.
And King Arthur seems to be a popular one.
They make outstanding flour, absolutely. They're part of the Baker's Guild. They use 100% organic. They really care about it. And if you can afford it, if you can get up there, they have wonderful classes in Vermont, their bakery.
Really? Oh, is that where they're located? I did not know that.
Oh, it's outstanding, yeah.
So Baba Louie's, and they're on the program.
I hear that name a lot.
You know, they do the sourdough crusts.
Yeah.
And it's different. And it's delicious.
Yeah.
The first time you try it, you say, wow, this is a little something different.
Sure. You know, our dough, we use a straight flour, you know, but we do let it, you know, ferment over time. So you do get that additional flavor. I mean, there's nothing like that. It's tender, but it's still fluffy, you know. Ours are light. We do kind of a Neapolitan style. So they're about 10 to 12 inches in size.
Finished crust?
Sort of. It's not like, you know, that Connecticut thin crust pizza, but it's we get bubbles. We get nice bubbles in it from the fermentation, you know, from the age. So we get decent little bubbles in it, nice charring around the outside.
Can you fold the pieces? I mean, I don't know why. Maybe it's a New York thing, but I love folding the slices. Hold it with one hand, you fold it.
You can. You absolutely can. Sure. Yeah. I think that's a good test of pizza, too. It should be...
Shouldn't droop?
It should be nice and tender, but it shouldn't droop too much. Yeah, it should hold up just fine.
So how long in a 700-degree or 1300-degree, depending on where you are in the oven, how long does it take to cook a pie?
Not very long. We clock out about 90 seconds, so about a minute and a half.
90 seconds?
Yeah, our pizzas cook pretty quickly. Yeah. Yep.
Seems... It's astonishing.
I will post a picture, post a video of it to my Instagram. So when you start following me today, you can watch one. It's pretty cool, you know. It hits the oven floor. It gets a nice, what they call oven spring. It kind of bounces right up. You start to see the edges kind of puff up a little bit, and then you know, that curling flame from the cherry that we talked about gets the top nice and evenly. So you start to see the caramelization of the crust around the side, and in about 90 seconds, you've got a beautiful pizza.
I imagine the number of toppings and the type of toppings might change that a little bit, the time.
Yeah, you know, we, you know, purposely designed our pizzas to have maximum flavor without having to load it up with ingredients, you know? So we really pack a lot of flavor into our ingredients before they go onto the pizza.
Yeah, so if Ray comes in and goes, hey, give me triple meatballs on this, you'll say get out.
No, we'll gladly put them in, but you won't be folding that piece.
All right, fair enough. Our guest today is Chef Mike Nicoli of Restaurant Navona in Albany. Lines are open, 800-348-2551. If you have a question for Mike or a summer recipe you want to share on this Food Friday, we'll be back with a home stretch.
Support for WAMC comes from Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville, New York. Custom exhibits, interactive media displays, and commercial casework for corporate interiors, museum installations, and trade shows, empireexhibits.com. Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory, offering over 100 chocolates, including truffles, buttercrunch, and sea-salted caramels, located on Albany Street, Schenectady, and Newton Plaza, Loudonville. UncleSamsCandy.com. Sheehy Opticians, Albany, New York, providing eyeglasses, including Bevel, Lafon, and Pro Design, progressive lenses from Verilux and Nikon and Maui Jim, Costa, and Ray-Ban sunglasses, sheehyopticians.com. The Arthur Zankel Music Center at Skidmore College, a cultural resource for the upstate region, providing a teaching, recording, and performance venue with rental options available, skidmore.edu/ZANKEL. Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com. And Nine Pin Cider Works, hard cider made from locally sourced apples, tasting room, Wednesday through Sunday at 929 Broadway, Albany. Be revolutionary, consider the apple. Drink New York apples, ninepincider.com.
800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. Food Friday. Ray Graff here today, joined by Chef Mike Nicoli of Restaurant Navona in Albany. And you've been around the block. You've worked in places from here to the West Coast, right?
I have, yeah.
So how do the customers, how do the clientele here in the upstate New York region compare to, let's say, the politeness of the West Coast?
The politeness of the West Coast. Oh, I don't know. We have the best customers in the world. Are you kidding me? New York?
Well, that sounds like a cop-out. Come on, give me something.
Hey,
I'm
in my home neighborhood. I grew up four blocks from my restaurant where it is now.
Oh, really? So, you grew up right around here?
Absolutely, just off New Scotland Avenue.
So you're biased then toward the upstate New York customer.
I'd like to think that I just have inside information that gives me the facts.
But are there more demanding customers, say, in New York City or out in California?
Oh, in the city. I mean, you know, New York City, food capital of the world, you know. I hope they're demanding and should be, you know.
Are they nasty? In general? Or do you have... Okay.
It depends on, I mean, I'm a New Yorker, so do I think that
every
think
joint
nasty.
Every joint gets a couple of bad eggs who come in and cause trouble.
Oh, you got plenty of people with strong opinions that are opposite of yours, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you get more of those?
Well, I don't think New Yorkers have any problem telling you how they feel about the.
You're not playing ball.
I don't know where you're going.
You know
with
what?
This,
I'm
right.
Trying to stir up trouble, and you're not doing it. Mike Nicoli is our guest here on Food Friday. You brought dessert. What'd you bring?
This is our chef Amy. She just made a new dessert for us. This is a olive oil cake. So this is lemon and candied thyme olive oil cake, and she serves that with a little mascarpone cheese and a citrus and berry fennel salad. It is delicious.
It looks good.
At some point, if you go ahead and taste that, I mean,
I would like
packed
to.
With
yeah.
so much lemon, okay. If you're a fan.
And thyme, huh? I don't know how I feel about thyme.
Oh, you'll love it. She candies the thyme. So she takes the sprigs of thyme and she candies them in a sugar syrup.
Bob Berman, who's on the show regularly, says thyme is an artificial construct of humanity.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it here. Oh, that's delicious. You know what?
Not bad, right? The thyme is subtle.
Oh, that's really good.
All right, the thyme is subtle in there, but and she sprinkles a little sea salt on top, which kind of brings everything out a little bit as well.
I like the sweet and the salt combo.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty popular flavor combination these days.
Let's go back to the phones at 800-348-2551, and Al in Albany. Al, you're on.
Hi, I live right down the street from Navona, and what I wanted to mention is that Mike and Kim have really done a fantastic job, but in a way that is unusual in a lot of restaurants, and that is that Restaurant Navona is really a neighborhood draw, but it's also a regional restaurant. So you have this wonderful feeling of every time you go in, you see people you know, but there are people from all around the region as well. So it's a really comfortable place to walk to and go in and get that vibe of both the outer world and our own little neighborhood.
That's
and
cool.
It really helps that Mike and, grew up in the area, and he and Kim really make you feel like they're neighbors.
That's great.
I really appreciate that, Al. That's definitely something that we took into consideration. We were writing our business plan. We wanted to have a neighborhood restaurant. And we got lucky that word of mouth has brought people from the, you know, outside our immediate neighborhood in to check us out, and they keep coming back. And that's exactly what we were trying to accomplish, and that means a lot that it's recognized. So thank you.
You know what Al's angling for? He's angling for a free meal.
Pies for life, Al. You got it.
Way to go, Al. Thanks for the call.
Anytime.
Okay, see ya.
Bye now. 800-348-2551 is the number. Chef Mike Nicoli is here. You ought to bring the wife to the next one.
Oh, you don't want that.
No? What do you mean? No, wait a minute.
We only have an hour. She likes to talk.
Oh, come on,
man.
She's
got lots of words. I'll gladly bring her to the next one.
Yeah, well, of course, who'll run the shop, though, right?
That's true.
So.
Yeah, it would just crumble without us.
Exactly. 800-348-2551. Cindy in South Hadley. Cindy, you're on.
Thanks so much. How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm happy to be listening. I'm actually heading out to visit WAMC in the next couple months, and I definitely want to stop in its restaurant.
Cool. Yes, what are you going to do at WAMC, Cindy?
I'm actually going to say thank you. I'm a supporter of the station. I'm going to give you guys money.
Well, that's so nice. Well, we'll have to stop in and say hi if I'm here. course, I might be down at the restaurant having afternoon cocktails. That's what we usually do in the newsroom.
I'll join you. You know, I just wanted to say a couple things. First of all, kudos to the chef for pulling your own fresh mozzarella. Yum.
Yes.
You're obviously all about quality food. I think that's great. And I also just want to say that in my mid-50s, please realize with me, there's nothing new about vegetarianism. It's even in 1980, we were reading Laurel's Kitchen and Diet for a Small Planet. And for the people that want to grill tofu, I mean, it's been done.
Absolutely.
And there's all kinds of really good, it's all about what your perspective is. So don't feel like you have to just do portobello mushroom steaks on the grill.
Yes.
Or, you know, squeezed out tofu. I mean, there's just all kinds of really great creative ways to enjoy vegetarian food.
Cindy, have you tried the cauliflower steaks that Mike was talking about?
No, I would just personally, I love raw, crunchy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really crazy about grilling and leave that to my boyfriend.
Ah.
But, and you know, everybody knows cauliflower makes a wonderful substitution for potatoes.
Yes,
like
it does.
Mashed,
yeah, that's
cauliflower
true.
Instead of mashed potatoes. So I'm just lucky when I was at the University of Vermont that I have a lot of good nutrition, both in class and also from a woman who is a little bit older than a lot of students. And we just cooked it straight in the dorms. It was awesome.
That's nice. Well, thanks for the call, Cindy.
Sure. Have a good day. Take care.
Yeah, we'll see you
Bye-bye.
When you come. And this email came in from Tony at voxpopwamc.org, taking issue here. Says, hey, Ray, leave us alone. New Yorkers, we're all very nice.
I told you. They have no problem telling you how they
feel. We know
that
Tony's nice. Tony's a very nice person. All right, Tony, we'll lay off the New York. I like New Yorkers. My dad was a Hempstead boy, so right down on the island, right?
All right, yeah.
800-348-2551 is our telephone number, 800-348-2551. So Amy did a very good thing with this dessert, and this is new?
Yeah, she nailed that. She's if she's listening right now, she'll be a little upset that I have two here because she made them for special tonight. I stole them without her knowing.
Oh, really?
To bring to you. But, yeah, no, we'll have those two on. I'm very lucky to have two great – I have a great team. Everybody that works for us and with us is fantastic, specifically Amy, the chef that made this, and Erica, the chef. We're very fortunate to have both of them there. 100% about the food. They love it. They're extremely creative. They're Paul Smith graduates. So they're trained. We're very happy to have them.
So you tend to the fire most of the time.
I tend to the fire and to the doughs. I make the pizza dough, and then we make our pastas in-house fresh as well. So we'll always have three pastas on the menu. I always do like a dumpling-style pasta, like gnocchi, a stuffed pasta. Right now, we just for limited time, we've got a ravioli with sweet corn and mascarpone cheese and lobster.
Really?
And a nice little reduction, yeah, and some charred asparagus on there as well.
Where you get the lobster?
I have to go down, and I drive out to Boston every morning.
Do you really?
I do not.
You do not have time for that.
But other people do. We have a great purveyor, Earth and Sea Fish Market, out of Manchester, Vermont, that does that for us.
It's got to be fresh.
And they're the best. They run a fantastic operation out of there, and they give us some great quality stuff.
You know, I've heard of a huge fast food chain that has lobster rolls. And the very concept frightens me.
Go for it.
I won't say the name, man. But
it is scary.
I'm sure they're delicious, though, right? Legal department told me to say that. 800-348-2551 is our number. Chef Mike Nicoli is our guest. 800-348-2551. So you tend to the dough. You tend to the fire. And how many other employees do you have beside your wife and yourself?
Well, we're a pretty small operation as far as our kitchen. We seat about 100 people at a time, but I have the two chefs that I talked about. I have one person that assists me on the pizza oven, and we have another chef in the back that handles all the cold preparation of everything.
Yeah,
and
so
then we have a utility person that helps me chop wood and do everything else around the place.
Are you a tough taskmaster? Some chefs, you know, notoriously have a little attitude problem or in need of some adjustment.
I would like to think no. No, my wife definitely.
She's the alpha?
She's
trouble?
No problem telling people what to do. So that's fine. I leave it to that. I like to create things and you know, kind of. So I'm a little more loose, I guess.
So when the wife yells at the other employees, later on, I'm sorry about that.
Right, over a beer later,
good
I apologize.
For you, man. That's a good way. Good cop, bad cop. Yeah. Never fails. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. What's coming up? What do you have? What plans do you have for fall?
We're really looking forward to the fall. It's a great great time of year. You might hear some things also from Three Chefs and a Baker coming out in the fall.
Oh, really?
Well. Yeah, a little plug.
Now, remind me, you guys do a Pop-up restaurants?
So we started just doing pop-up dinners, yeah, absolutely. And then we started to kind of cater them a little more and do them a little more themed. And we've got a little something in the works for the fall, which will be fun. Maybe we'll have to come back on and talk about it.
Linda's the brains of that. She's clearly the one in charge of the whole thing. Yeah.
Without question, obviously. But yeah, no, we've got some fun things coming up. And at the restaurant, I mean, we've got some really nice things. We look forward to a fall menu. You know, we release menus every like month and a half or so. Really depends on the product that's around at the time. Things kind of come and go very quickly around here, so you want to capture them for that amount of time. And you know, a lot of parties. You know, going into party season, we've got a beautiful room in the back there, so lots of people like to have you know, both personal and professional parties back there as well. So we've got a lot of that on the horizon.
It sounds like an enormous place. Now, I used to live in that neighborhood, and I'm trying to picture where 384 New Scotland is.
289. That's probably why you can't visualize it.
But I mean, it sounds pretty big. That doesn't seem like a big strip.
We have a wonderful strip of businesses, and they are row buildings there. They're old, you know, nice. They've been there for a really long time, these beautiful old buildings. Ours is actually two buildings that are kind of put together.
Yeah.
On Ontario Street, ours is kind of like L-shaped. So on Ontario Street, our rear dining room, where we host a lot of our parties and events, and we have a wood fireplace back there, so it's hugely popular in the fall and the wintertime for our a la carte guests as well. But that used to be, when I was growing up in that neighborhood, was MG's Pub.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now I know exactly where you are.
All right.
That's all you have to say. Mention a bar, and I'm on it.
You're there.
Now I remember.
So growing up, you know, I was actually friends with one of the Gaffneys. We had times going there. So I remember going there. And then the woman that we bought the building from, she had connected the two. She had put them both together. So we're fortunate. We've got a good sized space compared to the other buildings on the block. That's what enables us to do the events and parties in the rear.
And you got parking back there too, right?
There
I recall from MG's.
There absolutely is. There's a full parking lot back there. Yep.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, you know, I drive by there every day going home.
Well, you should stop by between, have a nice little drink.
Oh, I think that's a really bad plan.
No, yeah, I like it. Bad plans are the best.
I don't think I'll do that. But
I'm 3 to 6. Come on, $4 pines.
I'll stop in and say hi.
How can you say no?
800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Chef Mike Nicoli is our guest from Restaurant Navona in Albany. And you were with the Four Seasons Group at one time?
I did, yeah. I worked for Four Seasons Management Group. I worked actually out in the West Coast with those charming people that you referred to out there. I worked at the Aviary. I worked in Carlsbad, San Diego, which was very nice because I got to use a wood-fired oven, and they had five restaurants on property, and the Italian restaurant had a wood-fired oven as well. And so that was the second one that I got to work with, which was very nice. Gave me a lot of ideas and stuff. They had one at the Culinary Institute as well in the Caterina de' Medici, the Italian restaurant. It's actually my oven. It's the same one they have there.
Oh, nice.
It's the same one that I bought, yeah.
Is it more satisfying to run your own show?
Yes, the restaurant world is a funny thing, you know, because there's two types of satisfaction. There's obviously the business side of it where you want to be successful, and there's a lot of satisfaction in that. But really where we get it from is the customer end of things.
So the creation.
Yeah, creating food and you know, I hate to use the cliche, but creating memories. But, I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, when you have a good experience over food with people that you enjoy being around, you know, that sticks with you for a really long time. And to be a part of that for people is extremely rewarding.
Now,
so,
I mean, I would think for me, if I was in your position, and Lord knows I never will be in your position.
You never know.
But the business, the day-to-day detail would take away from that enjoyment.
It's hard. It puts a strain on it for sure. I'm lucky to have my wife. We make a very good team. We do, you know, different things. You know, she is very good at managing the business side of things, and she's the drill instructor.
So clearly, she does everything except the dough and the fire.
Yeah, she does all the important stuff, and then I just show up and talk to people.
Good for you. Sit on the couch.
Yep,
have a beer.
Yep,
watch the game.
I definitely taste test all the beers.
Well, I could do that.
Yep. Yeah.
Good for you, man. 800-348-2551. We're almost out of time here.
All right.
Tell us about your website, your Instagram, all the social media and everything else.
Yeah, definitely. Check us out at restaurantnavona.com or at Restaurant Navona on Instagram or Facebook.
Restaurant Navona on Instagram. All right. I will find that when I get out of here today.
All right. Actually, I'm looking at my phone right now, and I've got 15 new followers just from the show. So
you're kidding
actually,
me.
Yeah, look at this. Look.
15 people?
You can see all that? All the pink ones there?
Oh, yeah.
They're all new people. So
well, that's
great.
That's pretty great. Well, it's always good to have you on the show. And the next time you come, you'll come with the three chefs and a baker.
We will. We'll tell you what's new.
When's
the
next pop-up? Do you know?
Well, we'll talk about it on the next spot.
Well, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, and kill time.
Entertainment. No, I don't need to kill time.
No, we'll do collaborations. Obviously, not until the track season's over.
What you're saying is you don't know. You have no idea.
Well, I just don't want to reveal it right now.
All right, fair enough.
Without Linda's permission, of course.
Aha! And she won't be back for a little while. Well, it's been nice to have you here. And
thanks, man.
It's, once again, the website?
RestaurantNavona.com.
All right, man. Great job, and we appreciate it. I'll stop over there. I won't have a drink, but I'll stop over and say hello on the way home.
You can always come over on Saturdays in the afternoon. We do a Pies and Pints, so you can get a pizza, any pizza for $8 or a pint of beer for $4.
Maybe I'll stop in and I'll take one to go. That's what I usually do, Rocco, out in Troy. When I, it's pretty far from where I live, but my folks say, look, we got to get a pie, so I will drive all the way out to DeFazio's.
That's a great pie. Oh, yeah, denying that.
Thanks again, man. Support comes from Hudson Farmers Market, 6th on Columbia Street, Hudson, providing products and seasonal produce from more than 30 growers and producers, Saturdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through November, HudsonFarmerMarketNY.com. The Chef's Shop in Great Barrington, celebrating 25 years, offering tools and services for cooking enthusiasts, including Zwilling knives, La Crusa cookware, cooking glasses, classes that is, not cooking glasses, and knife sharpening, thechefshop.com. The Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe, offering fair trade coffee, blacksheepdeli.com. And College Street Motors, Amherst, Massachusetts, for over 30 years, specializing in foreign and domestic car and truck repair and 24-hour towing. Full-service gas includes checking of fluids, tire pressure, and window washing. CollegeStreetMotors.com. Thanks again to Mike Nicoli for being here today from Restaurant Navona in Albany. Thanks to you for listening and for your calls. Thanks to our engineer. Jordan, you did a pretty good job today over there. Zach Malloy is your trainer, so I was a little skeptical, but you did pretty well. Barb King answered the calls. Our producer, Jessica Blaustein. Marshall, I'm Ray Graff. All right, that's it for this week. Have a great weekend. On Monday, Alan will be back in the big chair for a Medical Monday at 2 p.m. Stay tuned now for news.